Hi, and thank you for visiting Lifestyle Choices Podcast. This is your host, Joyce Wood. Hey, how are ya? Well, I'm so glad you're here, and I'm glad I'm here too, because I just survived a major heat wave. Yep, here in Seattle. In Seattle, can you believe it? We had a heat wave. And you're thinking, if you're in Arizona, somewhere on the East Coast, going, yeah, Seattleites, heat wave. Well, get ready. We had triple digits. And for those of you catching the news, you saw it. We were in the bright red for several days. Yes, it was a test of who can survive here in Seattle. Well, I'm so glad I'm here to tell the story. So here are a couple of tips. I compiled about 5 tips to survive a heat wave. In the event you're dealing with high temperatures, you may have fragile health, you may have blood sugar issues, or you just simply don't like it, right? Wherever you are, you're just not dealing with the heat very well. Okay. And some of the tips I'm going to share, you're going to probably go, yeah, this is pretty kind of no-brainer. But then again, maybe you'll hear a tip or two that you don't know about. And if you know some, please send them in, because I would like to know more. Because this heat wave almost took us in. I almost got a hotel room. I was thinking about it, because even with AC and 4 fans, and an overhead fan, it was unbearable. My bedroom didn't cool off till 3 o'clock in the morning. Yeah. And my dog, she's got a heart condition. So it was like, I had to keep things really cold for her. So it was intense. So again, if you guys know some tips, please send them in. Love to hear. Okay. So here are mine. Number 1, pay attention to what you eat and drink. No brainer, right? Well, okay, so it's suggested by some health professionals to avoid, get this, alcohol and caffeine. Yeah, these substances can act as a diuretic and promote dehydration. And I know how tired we get when we're in the heat. It's like, that's all we want is caffeine, iced coffees, iced lattes, whatever, right? And a cold beer for you guys out there, ladies and guys that love it. Well, too much of it can dehydrate you, which can make you sick. Okay? So what you do is you don't avoid it. You just learn how to create a balance. And that's what choosing a wiser approach to combining your drinks. For instance, they talk about electrolyte blends or getting your electrolytes. Make sure you get your electrolytes. I'm sure you've all been hearing about that. So think about this. If you are going to have a party and you're blending drinks, consider watermelon as something to add to your mixers. Yeah, go figure. I love watermelon martinis. Those are so yummy. So you can have your cake and eat it too. You know, you don't have to suffer. Just know how to blend, create a balance, and add in a little watermelon along with your alcohol. Or for those of you that like bananas, banana daiquiris. Those are pretty tasty. And bananas are really good. They're full of electrolytes. Say that 3 times, electrolytes. Yeah, so, you know, of course, we want to pay attention to what we eat and drink, but we don't want to go without. What a boring life that would be. So in terms of what you eat, so you go to a barbecue and everyone's barbecuing chicken, okay? And you're a vegan. Well, of course, you're going to look for, where's the vegetables? Where's the fruit? Bring your own. Add your own dish to the party and come prepared. Bring fresh fruits and vegetables so that you can stay happy and balanced. Yeah. So I'm just going to go over a few points, but if you want to go into it deeper or get some suggestions, you know, hit me up, send me an email, and I'll shoot you back a whole list of ideas and topics. I just don't want to go on and on and on about food and drinks, okay? But the idea is to create a balance and keep it simple, keep it cool, stay hydrated, focus on electrolyte drinks. What are those? Well, my favorites are coconut water and watermelon juice. I love it. I blend the two together. I add them to alcohol if I'm going to have an alcoholic drink. It's yummy, and you're getting good supply of nutrition too. But focus a little bit more on the juice part and less on the alcohol, okay? Or just if you're gonna drink alcohol no matter what, then just add an extra glass of something yummy. Keep carbonated drinks though to a minimum, because that has also been known to be a dehydrator. So dehydration makes you feel tired, sick, and can lead to further problems. Okay? So the next point I want to get into, which is a big, huge topic, and it really gets me upset, is when I go to the store and I see people leaving their pets in their cars with just a little crack in the window. And I feel so sorry for those little guys. You know, never, ever, ever leave your pets, and especially your kids, well, and pets, in the car, even if you're going to just go do a simple grab and go. Okay? Like, okay, for instance, you got your car packed, you're getting ready to go to the beach, or you're getting ready to go to the barbecue, and you just got, I forgot my cell phone, right? So I'm just going to run in really quick. You put your flashers on or whatever, and I'm just going to run in really quick. I don't care if you're in a garage, you're in the shade, or whatever. Don't ever, ever, ever leave your kids and your pets in your car in the summer, especially when it's above 70 degrees. Ever. I'll tell you, heat and pets and small children don't do well. They can easily pass away, easily have a heat stroke and pass away within minutes. I've heard it several times. I've seen the stories on TV. It's heartbreaking. You want to avoid that. So never, ever, ever, okay? Ever. Number four, wear, of course, we know this, loose clothing, lightweight clothing. I mean, who wants to wear clothes in the summer? But this is something I didn't know about, is light-colored clothing. So darker-colored clothing holds on to heat, where light-colored doesn't. It repels it, which is great, you know? And when you're home alone, wear whatever or not. It's your business. What you do in your house, that is your business. Choose whatever you want. You can even put your personal clothing items, get them wet a little, and put them in the refrigerator. Yeah, for later use, pull them out, kind of rotate your clothing and pull them out, and you can stay so cool for so long. It's wonderful. I did that constantly during this last heat wave. Now, in terms of cold showers, you want to be careful not to just expose yourself directly to cold. Now, that's too overstimulating. So you don't want to overstimulate your capillaries or your blood flow, because that can cause a problem by itself. You want to gradually cool down, unless you're one of these super hardy types and you just go diving into a cold plunge and you're tough. It doesn't bother you. Most of us, it bothers us in some way. You can get a nasty headache by overstimulating, whether it's hot or cold. Okay? I put my dog's harness, I got it wet, and I put it in the refrigerator. And that really felt good for her. It was awesome. So, you know, if you don't want to put your clothing in the refrigerator, you don't have to. This isn't about telling you what to do here. These are just tips. But, you know, obvious areas on your body that get hot, I wrote them down, but okay. So the neck, of course, the wrists. I didn't realize the wrists. Okay, this is what the CDC said. Your groin and your armpit areas can help bring down core body temperatures. I didn't realize that. But the most important thing is to stay neutral to cool. You don't want to be too hot or too cold. Other items that you can choose to wear are lightweight scarves, pretty scarves, or those of you that like the hats, wear a hat. And it's really to protect the heat getting into your head, along with damaging your hair, bleaching out your hair for those of it you don't want to, or even getting into your eyes, protecting your eyes. But something I just learned about, I didn't realize, is that, you know, when you get sunburned, it's so easy to get sunburned, especially during heat waves, that sunburns prohibit our bodies in cooling down. So it contributes to dehydration. I didn't know that. I mean, of course it hurts when you have a sunburn and you use aloe or you get out some kind of substance to cool things down. There's lots of things that you can use, but I didn't realize that it can actually contribute to dehydration. So that's another reason electrolyte drinks are really important. It's like putting high octane fuel in your car, opposed to just regular gas. It makes a difference in how your car functions. Well, electrolytes make a difference in how your body functions. You know, so water, electrolyte drinks. I like to do a combination of the two. Yeah, it tastes better too. So, on to the next topic. The CDC was talking about carrying an umbrella while you walk, whether you're catching a bus or for whatever reason you're outside. When I lived in Hawaii, many of the locals had these big, beautiful umbrellas on the beach. And I just thought, wow, you know, that's really cool. I'd never seen anything quite set up like that. But that's something to get yourself prepared for if you're in cities like Seattle that aren't really beach thinking folks. They get in their boats or they're out in their inner tubes and they just are out there having fun. But consider an umbrella, especially if you are extra sensitive, because these rays are so hot. Too hot. Yeah, too hot. And number 5, seek out the indoor activities, particularly during the hottest part of the day. So that means even on your boat. If you're in a boat, don't be out there soaking up the rays, you know, between 11 and 4. Consider being in the cabin or, you know, go off into the shade, park into the shade. Just get out of the direct sunlight. Yeah. So it's really best to prepare, be mindful, play out in the sun during the safer parts of the day, like early in the morning, around 9 or 10, or after 4 p.m. That's why so many people, again, when I lived in Hawaii, I never saw very many locals during the day. I mean, I'm like moving there from Seattle, so I'm like out there all during the day, right? I didn't see very many locals around, you know? Well, they came out at night. They knew better, you know? They did their shopping. They played. They partied hard at night. So consider that. That'll make you feel a lot better. And also with electric fans and air conditioners, of course, we all want to have that right now. And many of us didn't prepare. I'm glad I did. I wasn't really thinking about myself. I thought more about it for my dog who has a heart condition, which, by the way, if you have a heart condition or you have pets with heart conditions, it's really important to keep them cool. So inexpensive option are these big box fans. You can put them in your window and they work great for as an exhaust, pulling out the heat from your apartment. After, you want to use them after the sun goes down though. When the sun is up, you want to close all your windows, shut your shades during the middle of the day, unless you have central AC or something and tinted windows in your place. But if you don't, lock everything up. That way you can protect the heat getting into your place. And then at night after 6 or after the sun goes down around here, 7, 8, then open everything up and use fans to pull out the heat from your apartment. And then once it gets, you know, dusk, then you can reverse the fans and blow in the cooler air. That is if it is cooler outside. In the heat wave, it was hotter outside at night than it was on the inside. It was absolutely crazy. So I'm thinking central AC is the best way to go. I wish I had central AC. One day I will. But for those of us that don't, there are options. There's great ways on how to be in rhythm with the sunshine. Just don't keep your windows open all day long because it'll never cool off that way. Yeah. But if you were not able to get an AC, which I've heard many people that did not, I felt so bad. Some of my neighbors didn't, and they were just dying. In fact, they tried to go get a hotel room, and they were all booked up. People were buying up hotel rooms, and the hotels were charging triple fees. Yeah, they were taking full advantage of these local Seattleites that were dying. So many of them resorted to being out in their car. I saw so many people out in their car with their ACs on, just parked in the shade with AC on. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is just horrible for all of us. But anyway, if you need help finding something, whether it's a fan or an AC, hit me up because I have connections to a lot of different things like that, and I could possibly help you. Just ask, okay? Now, on to the most important details of why are we doing all this preventative stuff, okay? It is to learn the signs. It is to prevent heat stroke and heat exhaustion. So it's good to learn ahead of time what you can do to prevent what could happen if you didn't. So here are some signs. Heat cramps. Like in your calves, even in your feet, even in your arms, you know, your forearms, you can experience that. Heat rash, which could be mild from red to bumpy. Feeling tired, unusually tired, just really tired, needing a nap all the time. Yeah. These can be very, very dangerous if you go without care, okay? So, you know, rapid heart pulse is another one. But you want to immediately get some fluids in your system, especially electrolytes. But if it's not subsiding, you absolutely want to contact your physician or call 911 immediately because that can be life-threatening, absolutely life-threatening. Sometimes people just feel a little bit disoriented or unusually angry too, like really agitated, gets agitated easy. Those are symptoms. You know, we think of some of the extreme reactions like having a seizure or passing out. You're not going to necessarily pass out or feel like you're going to pass out. It could be something as simple as you're not sweating or your skin feels excessively dry or you're just feeling weird. Or you see someone acting out in an odd behavior and they've been out swimming all day. Yeah, those are signs of either heat exhaustion or a heat stroke. So the heat stroke is the more severe, but you don't want to have either one. So those are reasons why we want to like just be extra careful. And the last thing CDC was saying is that the heat stroke symptoms can be signs and can mimic those of a heart attack or other conditions. So please be careful. If your ankles, your feet, or your fingers start to swell, elevate your feet and your legs. Go take a cool to cold shower. Just, you know, be very, very careful. Be kind to yourself. Reach for that electrolyte-rich foods. And if they don't subside, then obviously you call 911 or call your doctor. I'd call 911. You never can get a hold of your doctor when you want to, right? Yeah. Anyway, so that's for humans. Now for your beloved pets. Dogs especially can overheat. This is serious, very serious. And I learned this because my dog was just diagnosed with a heart condition, and the people at the ICU had mentioned to me about keeping her cool. And this was back in May. So that's why I went and got an AC right away in May before it got hot. I'm so glad I did. But make sure they have cold water. And that's a no-brainer, right? But not just tap water. You want to put the water in a glass jug and put it in the refrigerator. You really want to store water in the refrigerator and your ice and keep it on hand for yourself as well as your pet. That's a good idea. But especially for your pets. And always add ice. And expose them to cold towels. You know, wet the towels, wring them out, put them in the refrigerator, put them in the vegetable bins or whatever, and, you know, wrap them up. Or you can get doggy glue, doggy t-shirts. You can do the same thing. Get them wet, put them in the refrigerator. My dog, I just picked her up, put her in the bath, you know, put 2-3 inches of cold water, and she liked it, you know, because their heat, their pads of their feet absorb the heat. So cooling off their feet, just cooling off their feet, if they don't like showers or they don't like to get wet, just cooling off their feet can really help them a lot. Yeah. But absolutely keep them inside, no matter what. I know they don't like it. Many of them don't. They want to just relentlessly keep doing their same old routine. But we're the ones that have to take really good care of them. Like, I even have to carry mine out because I have a lot of concrete and asphalt here. And the concrete and asphalt is so hot. You can actually cook an egg in the shade. And I did this when I lived in Phoenix, Arizona. And the hot weather here in Seattle was like Phoenix. So you want to be really, really careful. If you have a big dog, just, you know, spray their feet before they go outside and find the shade. Like, get on the grass or the dirt and take them out that way. But little guys, just pick them up, carry them out, you know. Find the shade, get them in the dirt, get them in wet grass. Thank goodness my neighbors next door, they had sprinklers going all the time. So we would just go in and out of those sprinklers. It was a lot of fun. I mean, it was fun, but early in the morning, I took her out really early, like 5 or 6 a.m. because it was about 80 degrees even by 6 a.m. Yeah. And so we went out really early, and then we went out late at night, like 9-10 o'clock at night. But, you know, she had to go out intermittently through the day. So I just picked her up, found a shady area, put her down, and then brought her back in. And oh my gosh, spraying her with cold water. She liked that. And I'm so glad she survived with a heart condition, no less. Okay, so here are some signs for heat strokes in pets. Rapid panting, that wide-eyed look, you know, when they're looking, they get this real intense look in their eyes. This is how Bella looked right before I took her to the hospital. Just real intense, you know, like something's going on. And lots of drooling. They can drool a lot more. So if you have little dogs, they don't typically drool. You know, your bigger dogs tend to drool more, but if it's excess, that's not a good sign. A hot twitch, if they're twitching, acting weird, twitching muscles, and of course, vomiting or a dazed look, being too tired, even staggering, you know, that's definitely not a good sign. And some dogs, like mine, don't like to drink water. I have to make juice for her. Yeah, I know you guys are rolling your eyes like, yeah, I do. And what the juice is coconut water with a little bit of sugar-free, no additive yogurt, like just plain no sugar added yogurt. I get coconut yogurt for her, and I create this little like smoothie. I, you know, little small amounts of the yogurt to the coconut water, and then I add some water to it and shake it up in her shaker cup, and then she'll drink it. And I'm so glad that she'll do that because that has the electrolytes in it, right? But she also sometimes not even in the mood for that. So I made coconut water ice cubes and smash them up and put them on her plate where she eats, and she loves it. It's like a big treat. So that's a tip for a dog. If your dog determinedly wants to keep doing their same old routine, I mean, you really have to find, you have to be really creative and find other fun things to do with them in the house or in a cooler area. Like if you are going to go outside with your pet, absolutely do not take them in the sun. Don't take them for a walk, no matter what. Do not take them for a walk in the sun. Wait it out until the sun goes down. And that's just the way it's got to be. You know, it's for their own welfare. And that's what we're here to do, is to protect them. So if you don't want them to die, and they can easily die from being overheated. So remember, all the heat comes up through their paws and their snouts. So keep their paws cool and keep their snouts wet. Like cool them off with a cool rag, like wipe their faces and get the cold around their nose. That helps cool them off too. Or spray them with a cold spray. That's an easy thing to do for dogs that don't like to really be submerged. But those dogs that love to go swimming, head for the lake. Oh, here she go. I just woke up the dog. Okay. That was just me. Anyway, that's what I did with my two other big dogs. Okay, Bella, it's good. My two big dogs, I'd head for Richmond Beach was my favorite place because it stayed really cool. And oh man, they love it, the big dogs. You got to keep them in the water. My dog here, she's a little diva and she does not like water. She doesn't like baths. She doesn't like much. So I have to be really creative on how to keep her, you know, cool, you know. So anyway, I hope this helps. I hope I've given you a lot of food for thought. And, you know, I certainly don't want to be preachy here about anything, but, you know, I want you to experience the best in your life and learning some tips to just be aware of some choices that can make life more enjoyable or avoid those things that make you feel sick. That's all. I'm just trying my best. So in closing, every challenge we encounter in life is like a fork in the road, right? So we have this choice to choose which way to go. Do we get intimidated by the crowd? Oftentimes we do. Or do we just hang out and not do anything? That's kind of like going backward. Or if we choose to go forward, what do we do? It's good to have tips. It's good to have resources. And the reason is because we want to keep enjoying life. We don't want to break down and just feel like we don't have any other choices. There are plenty of choices. You either A, keep seeking them on your own, or work with other people that may can offer, you know, a tip or two. And that's what this blog is all about, is to try to give those tips, that information and some resources. I don't know everything, but I have been through a lot myself as an individual and as a professional. And I really do care what quality of life we all live. So here's to the breakthrough. The breakthrough of moving forward. Let's move forward together. And like I mentioned early on, if you have more tips to share, please just make a note on the blog post or send me an email. I would really enjoy hearing more. Or if you want to know something specific that I can help you with, I'm happy to help you. I never charge people for this. It's free. It's an option. Explore it or not. I wish you nothing but the best in living your best life. You and your loved ones. Happy 4th of July. Stay safe. And I hope there will be no fires. If you see something that looks like a fire brewing, put it out, please. for all of our well-being? Absolutely. So until next time, thank you so much for listening to this long podcast today. This is your host, Joyce Wood, signing out for now. Bye-bye.